Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norms from January to December. No doubt. Showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming really? Live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blues. The women's views. The boys is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Message the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, man, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down all day, every day, man. It's Friday. Thanks God it's Friday. I know majority of y'all is out there partying. Get your party on. Go ahead and party with your man. You already know the one out there, DJ Quicksilver, is out there partying in Ibiza. So if you out there in the D.C. area, go ahead and party at Ibiza. Shout out to Busy B. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion at First, Mr. P. Did It, Polo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vintage B. Shout out to Cool V. You know what I'm saying? www.trunkhustlers.com. Nonstop shop where you need to get in connected. You know what I'm saying? Log on to my network, www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. Man, you know it's going to be your man and me, Billy Blast, live in the building, shutting it down, live on Lush Radio. And you already know. And you know who we're going to have? We're going to have your special guest live in the building. No. The Notorious Kid. You already know that bird. Gang Money featuring Jim Jones live in the building, shutting it down, man. You know, we got your man Billy Blast live in the building. What's the deal, son?
What's going on, Lush? What's the deal?
Ain't nothing. Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be vintage. That's all I'm trying to do, my dude.
Yeah, being vintage is what it is. That's what you got to be nowadays. Some type of classicness with you.
You know what I'm saying?
We got NOE in the building, straight out of B-More tonight.
That's what it is, man. We shutting it down straight on here, man. You know? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all my people out there in the hustle and the struggle. Trying to minimize that Christmas shopping, like I said, man. Go to overstep.com. Check out some Christmas gifts, man. Stay within the budget. Yo, go ahead and get them, you know what I'm saying, them shout-outs, you know what I'm saying, Bill?
All right, y'all already know, first and foremost, shout-out to Lush Radio Online. You know, shout-out to all my peoples out there, Vintage Beast Productions, my man Jimmy Fingers, my man P. Nice out there, Peter Baracko, Beast on the check-in. My Spine Hitters family out there. Shout out to my peoples, Mr. Exclusive Fashion and Furs. You know, the whole Exclusive Fashion and Furs family. My man Polo out there getting it. You already know. My man Cardi. I know Cardi on the check-in, too, out there. Holla.
That's what it is, man. You know how we do, man. We always get it in all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? This is my co-host each and every Friday, man. We doing nothing but the hottest hip-hop. You know, we stomping it or stamping it, new music in the building. We doing exclusive interviews talking about hip-hop culture and real-life topics, man, real talk, man. Man, Billy Blast. So, Billy Blast, you got some hip-hop news for us today, man? Any updates?
Hey, on another note outside of the hip-hop news, they just sent your man OJ up. OJ going to sit down for about 18 years. He up for parole in 9 years for that incident that happened last year, October, around the Halloween time, 2007, when he went in the hotel trying to get his memorabilia back.
Yeah, man, why he ain't just leave it in there, man? He thought it was his. How did he figure it was his, man?
It was his, but, you know, they took it from him. You know, the courts and all of that took it from him. So he figured, you know, he figured that it was okay. He OJ Simpson. He could go in there with a gun, you know what I mean, to get it back. But I guess he didn't realize the age he was, and he can't run that fast no more. So they caught his ass.
Wow, OJ, man. I'm sorry, you know, another brother going down for the call, man. Crazy, man.
Whole situation, too, Lush, with Lil Wayne going at 50, we haven't heard any responses back from 50 yet.
We haven't heard, but you know what I'm saying? I heard through the grapevine that Cass was saying that he's actually working on one right now as we speak.
So that'll probably be hot off the press. We will definitely have that for y'all. If not tonight, the next show, we will have the response for 50 if it is released.
That is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. That whole thing right there is ridiculous, man. But we ain't trying to feed into it. But, you know, we'll give you the exclusives and updates on it, man, for real, because, you know, it's crazy, man. Any updates on your man, Cat Williams? Is he doing better? What's going on with him, man?
Nah, we actually waiting to find out, you know, what the deal is with Cat. There should be some reports released soon. You know what I mean? I hope you're doing all right out there.
That's what it is, man. I mean, real talk. You know, it's unfortunate, man. I don't know. What happened to people, man? Like, they get too much money and they just, you know, lose it or something? What's going on, man?
I mean, you know, sometimes that is the case, but, you know, Cat is a hood dude. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that you ain't going to be able to take from him. He's a hood dude. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people get money and they find themselves in situations that they really don't need to be in. You know what I mean? Sometimes they lose their brains a little bit.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, man. But, you know, our prayers go out to Cat. I hope, you know what I'm saying, man, you get it together, son, because, hey, you need that comedy, man, for real. Real talk. So I'm saying, though, so, your man, what's his name? Convict Music, your man Akon dropping something, right?
Yeah, Akon dropped. I think Akon dropped already.
Akon dropped already? Okay.
Yeah, I think Akon dropped already. I actually, you know, due to the fact that the DJ pool and all of that, you know, you get pre-releases, you know what I mean, and snippets and all of that. I think Akon is going a different route with this album.
You think he's going a different route? Can you give us some heads up, a little heads up on it for the cast that ain't here yet?
All right, the heads up that I can give you that, if you're in the store going to buy the album personally and it's above your head, don't put your head up. Just keep looking at it for whatever you was looking for. You know what I mean? I don't know what's happening out here, but, you know, Common just dropped the album also, which is kind of hot. You know what I mean? He went Common with another route, too. Common went another route with his album, you know, but, you know, that's expected from Common. You know what I mean? He's a G in the game. You know what I mean? And the Almighty, too, man. Scarface just dropped his album, which is absolutely crazy.
Who we got on that joint? Who we got on that joint, son?
Who, Scarface?
Yeah.
The only features, really, that Scarface has on there is Bilal and Zero. He got Bun B on the album with him. You know what I mean? But Scarface, you know, Scarface really don't need to do too many features. You know, Scarface doesn't have too many features on his album. Scarface does features. But that's a hot album out there for y'all to go out there and get. That Ludacris is still bubbling. That Theater in My Mind is still bubbling. That's a hot album out there for y'all to get, too. That's definitely a hot album. And that the Mo Chips, you know, Mo Chips out there. Shout out to Mo Chips. You know, Spine Hitters Music Group, D-Dot King. You know what I mean? The Casino Volume 3 is ready for launch. You know, that should be released within the next 2 weeks. Then, you know, you got the Mr. Green Line popping off. The release date for Mr. Green Line is February 8th. You know what I mean? A lot of production on there by the Spine Hitters Music Group and Vintage Beats Productions. You know what I mean? Y'all got to check those two out. Of course, you know, you could get it first on Lush Radio Online. Only thing you got to do is log in.
Yeah, man. That's what it is, man. Man, for real talk, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We just waiting for your man, you know what I'm saying, to call in. But, like, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But we going to go ahead and, you know, go to that Cartier joint, yo. I know a lot of y'all heard that Hot List joint from your man Kanye West, but y'all ain't heard the remix with your man Cartier representing live from the DMV, man. You already know, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is our segment called Stomp It or Stamp It, man. So we're going to play this new joint from your man Cartier, fresh off the presses. Tell us what you think. You already know. Hang on with me, Billy. You already know, son. It is what it
no
is.
No doubt.
You. In the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't want to be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass damn big.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
Spirit of 21, born like 23. If I'm moody crowd with a mic, I use telepathy. I simplify my flow like Sesame.
Representing live from the DMV, but you already know this is Stop It and Stamp It, and you know we're going to have your man, No, the Notorious Kid with that hot banger, that club banger, the bottle popping, Bird Gang Money, featuring Jim Jones, man, going to be live in the building, man. I'm about to go to the college, you already know. Yo, Bill, what you think about that Hot List remix, my dude? Stop It and Stamp It, my dude.
Yeah, you can stamp that.
Okay, you already know. 240, you live in the building, Stop It and Stamp It.
Stamp that, baby.
Hey, Cartier, you already know.
Go ahead and stamp it, baby. Lick it and stamp it and send it off, baby.
Yo, 646, you're live in the building, Stop It and Stamp It, baby.
Hey, this is Stacey Chantel, and I'd like to say you can stamp it, and I'm calling in to show you some love.
That's what's up, baby
all
girl.
Right.
What's up, baby girl? We love you out there, man.
How it you is. Doing?
Love you, girl.
Yeah, I had to come show you love.
That's what it is. 347, man. Did you stamp it, 347?
What's poppin'? This is No, Bird Gang Dipset, man.
Oh, it's my man, No, live in the building, man.
N-O-E.
You can't call it, how y'all?
What up, No? You wasn't able to catch that, that hot joint. Can't be able
oh,
to
word.
Stomp it or stamp it joint real quick.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? We got our feature live in the building, you know what I'm saying? No, Notorious Kid, the building with that hot club banger. Bird Gang, Money featuring Jim Jones, man. This dude is all about his music, man. Real serious, real talk. MC representing straight for B-More. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Baltimore's own. You know what I'm saying?
What it is, my. Before we get into the, you know what I'm saying, the dealio, we're going to let you go ahead and give your shout-outs and pay your bills, my dude.
I want to shout out first and foremost to New York City for showing me that love. You know what I'm saying? I've been accepted, you know, into the fold, and I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Busy B. You know what I mean? That's my OG. Dude's like the older brother I never had. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Capo, Jimmy Jones, the whole Burt Gang Dipset, Baltimore Stand Up. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
That's what it is, man. What's the deal, man?
Yeah.
I got my co-host on here, Billy Blast, man. Both of us, you know what I'm saying? We're going to ask you a couple of questions and get down to the nitty-gritty of No, the Notorious Kid, man. For Gang Money. You all right? Yep. So I'm saying, my dude, you are, you know what I'm saying, an inspiration to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Especially for the fact that you took a lot of negativity because, you know, the whole stigma they have in B-More in regards to the drugs and all that and, you know, being in the game and everything. And
right.
You took that and you took that and metamorphosis and put it inside of your music and your poetry. You know what I'm saying? You're not just a rapper. You're a poet also.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I am. You know, I actually started poetry first. You know what I'm saying? And as I got into the street, you know what I mean? And I kept writing, you know what I'm saying? But I just turned to, you know, once I grabbed on the hip-hop, I sort of combined the two. And, you know, that's all really hip-hop is, you know what I'm saying, is poetry. So, you know, I just used my life experiences to sort of fuel everything that I was spitting, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. So where did you get the Notorious from, my dude?
Actually, that was Who Kid. That was Who Kid and 50 Cent who came with that one, man. Like you know, Who Kid get called and say, you know, yo, I want to do a mixtape on you. And I said, you know, it's all good with me. He was like, I want to call it Notorious, N-O-E-torious. I was like, really? I'm like, dog, like, you know, I don't know if we could do that. Like, that's, you know, that's big right there. And that's biggie, you know what I mean? He's like, yo, listen, you know, I listen to your music, and I listened to it, and I dissected it. And I don't care what nobody say. I don't care who they say you sound like. You one of the nicest dudes I ever heard in my life, kid. Like, you spit that. And that was an honor, you know what I'm saying? So he said that's what he want to call it, and that's what he was going to run with. And so, you know, that's what he did. So, you know, shouts out to Who Kid for, you know what I'm saying, for being I guess ahead of his time a little bit. And he doesn't mind controversy at all, you know what I mean?
That's like the unit over there.
Huh? Yeah, that's, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. So like, I mean, you know, you being a songwriter and everything, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if a lot of people know, but, you know, some joints for Diddy, man.
Yeah, I wrote a lot of stuff for Diddy.
Can you tell them the joints that you wrote for Diddy, man?
Well, I'm free to say, I wrote Showstopper. I wrote his verse for Showstopper. You know, everything else, you know, is undisclosed, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stipulations.
You know what I'm saying? But the Showstopper verse, I definitely penned that verse on Danity Kane's. That was their first single. It's probably one of their biggest singles, you know what I'm saying? So I was blessed to get that. You know what I mean? I finally landed that verse after writing for him for like 2 years. I think I wrote like 100-something verses for the kid, you know what I mean? So after that, you know, that was a blessing, and the rest was history, as they say, because I met Capo about 6 months after that, you know.
That's what it is, man. So how did you get connected with your man Busy B, man? You know what I'm saying? That's my dude right there.
Yeah, I got connected with Busy in the street, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anybody who know Biz, you know, they know Biz, you know. Biz like to take totes of that medicine, you know what I'm saying? Like, Biz was known for that B-more, them trees, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I connected with him, and you know, I hooked up with him in the street, man, and we just got cool, and he told me what he did and who he was, and, you know what I'm saying? He heard me spit and was like, yo, I'm saying, you could really do something with this, man. I know a lot of people. And I was, you know, of course, you know, I was skeptical a little bit, and I said, well, look, man, you know, well, you know, just going, if you know people, then, you know, you do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. But I think about 2 weeks later, Busy had me in New York shopping me around, man. Word. He had me a Dougie.
Yeah, that's Busy D right there. Busy D's an icon.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is, man. Busy D, yeah. Man. Styles, man. That's what it is. Legend, man.
Yeah, all day, man. So I got nothing for love, you know, for Busy, because honestly, man, he was one of the first cats. Actually, he was the first who ever even brought me to this city. You know what I'm saying? And he was the one who showed me how I could really get money out of this rap game. You know, at first, I just thought it was fun. I just used to sit on the block and just battle cats just for money, you know, for fun. You know, I was getting money, so I didn't really care about the rap game like that. But Biz was like, dog, you could turn this into something real, man. You could really get out the hood the right way. You know, and I ran with it, man, and I've been sticking with it ever since.
What it is, that's
what more of a trendsetter, though.
Go ahead, Billy, man. Billy got some questions for you, man. Go ahead, Billy.
I mean, you know, what's good, brother?
What's good,
Billy's
man?
Billy's blasting here, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man.
It's like, what more, though, right? What better icon, man, than Busy B to actually, like, that's kind of like you said, an honor, you know what I mean?
Right.
I would feel the same way, because, like, how often does that happen, man?
It doesn't, man. It doesn't. And you got to give it up to Busy, because it's like a lot of dudes Busy's age, like they tend to disconnect themselves with the newer generation of hip hop, sort of. Like they sort of disconnect themselves a little teeny bit, you know what I mean? But Biz was out there in the trenches with us like that. Like he kept it, you know, he kept it gully with us, and he never made anybody feel like, because I'm Busy B, you know, I'm better than y'all don't get it. You know, he never made nobody feel like that, you know what I mean? Biz always made me feel like, yo, listen, man, I can teach you what I learned, you know what I'm saying? A lot of mistakes that I made, I can show you how not to make, you know what I mean? I can show you how to get paper and save your money and make bread in this game. All you got to do is just believe in yourself and take yourself seriously. And I did, and I listened, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, yeah, honor, that's an understatement,
that's
you know what I mean? Word.
Yo, we got the, you know, we hear the notorious KID mixtape out there. What other things you got on your plate right now?
Right now we got the Swagger From Us single buzzing on the radio right now. Featuring Lil Wayne, Twista, myself, and Jimmy. And then we got Pop Off. That single just got released. That's a Bird Gang single. That's me, Mel Matrix, and Jim.
Right.
Then I got the new mixtape coming out the end of December. Shadyville's putting that out. It's called No Man's Land. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be crazy. And then we got the Bird Gang movie. It's dropping in February. And we got Jimmy's album dropping in February. You know what I'm saying? And my album should be coming out sometime in the summer. You know what I mean? Then I just did the Headlights single. That's getting distributed through Ingrooves Universal. You know, that's featuring Jimmy. So, we keeping it moving, man. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's definitely got it moving, man.
Word.
That is, man. So, I'm saying that the whole Bird Gang money, like, is y'all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, what was the inspiration? Just the whole movement or what? What's up?
Yeah, what that was, it was like, I don't know, when I got the track, you know, the track sounded different to me. Like, you know, it didn't sound like anything that I had ever heard, you know, when the cat sent me the beat. You know, so I took the beat to the studio, you know what I'm saying, and I played it over the system, and I knew it was a hit. I just didn't really know how it was going to fit Dipset, you know what I'm saying? It didn't sound like a Dipset record. It didn't sound like a Bird Gang record because, you know, we known for really just keeping the street and gutter and all of that, so I knew however it had to be, I had to do it in such a way where the street was still going to feel us, and it was still, you know, going to keep that dip set formula, you know what I'm saying? So I think I was driving to the studio listening to it in my car one night, to the beat, and I just came up with the hook. I had just finished washing my car, all that, went shopping, all that. So I'm in the car listening to the beat, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, just clean my fancy car, you know what I'm saying? picked up my fancy clothes, you know what I mean? It was the lifestyle anyway, you know? So I started singing it, and my man was in the car with me. My man was like, yo, that's sort of hot, because I was just playing around. I was like, word? He was like, yo, that's crazy. I said, all right. So I went in the studio, you know, went in the studio, laid it down. Next thing you know, Bird Gang Money was a hit, man.
That's what it is, man. So I'm saying, though, how you get hooked up with Jim Jones, my dude?
Well, after I came to the close of writing for Diddy, I think it was like 2006, I'm not sure, my business partner, Nicety Chaplin, she took me over to Warner Brothers, and that's when Jimmy had the job. He had A&R over there. So, you know, he had signing power, you know what I mean? So, you know, Nicety was saying, like, you know, if in terms of looking for a deal, you know, what type of label would you want to go to? I said, take me to Jimmy. She said, why Jimmy? I said, because Jimmy is the only one that's going to have the courage and the guerrilla tactics necessary to market me in a relevant kind of way and not just in a fluke kind of way. He's going to see the music for what it is. He's not going to hear what I sound like. He's going to hear what I'm saying. And sure enough, she set the meeting up. I told her exactly what to say to him. You know, I said, when you go in there, you tell him everybody else is scared to sign me, and you ask him if that's what he's scared of. And she said, I'm not going to say that to Jim. I said, no, that's what you got to say to Jim, because Jim is the kind of dude that's going to show you and tell you, like, I'm not scared of nothing. Like, let me hear this kid. I'm not scared of nothing. Sure enough, she said it to a T, everything I said, told her to say, and I was signed, I think, 12 hours after I met him.
Wow.
That's good money, word. That's good money. Word.
That's
yeah, that Bird Gang, that's a crazy record. Y'all got some crazy records out there, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We doing it big, man. And the thing is, it's about what I'm learning, man. And I'm learning this from Busy. I learned this from Jimmy. I'm learning it from Dame. You know, I talk to these people every day. I learned it from Puff. Like, it's not about the talent. It's about who out hustles who. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, it don't matter if you can rap. It don't matter if you can sing. It don't matter if you're the hottest dude in the street. It really don't make a difference. It's about what time do you go to sleep versus what time do you wake up and what are you doing in between. You know what I'm saying? That's how
right.
You get money. You know what I mean?
You got all that talent, you sitting in the house. You got all that talent, you sitting in the house. You ain't doing nothing with it. There's somebody else out there that got half the talent that you looking at the TV like, man, this bull's, you serious?
Exactly. Yep. Them dudes beating dudes to the punch, man. Like, these dudes is getting out there. They pressing up their own mixtapes. They pressing up their own. They doing their own
grind.
That's it, man. And they getting out there, and they building buzzes up. They all over the internet sending out blasts. And, you know what I'm saying? They getting it out there. They moving the product, man, and they doing it themselves. And they not waiting for it. Like, if I would have stayed in Baltimore just waiting for it, and I'd be dead or in jail by now. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's the only thing I was faced with. I had to pack up and leave B-More. I had to say, yo, I'll be back, man, and I'm getting on a train. When I moved to New York, you know what I'm saying? You know, it got to a point where I ain't have no heat, no hot water. I got to a point where I was sleeping on a train. I was sleeping on a train when I was working for Puff, and that's real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have no paper like that. But I wasn't going back to Baltimore broke. You know what I'm saying? I was a hustler, so it was going to be what it was going to be. I was going in a body bag. That's how I looked at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, so what's some of the main elements that NOE needs when, you know what I mean, when he in the session, like when you in the stool, you know what I mean, what's your element, what's your vibe in the stool, you know what I mean?
What I need to create, I need the lights dim low, you know what I'm saying? I don't need a whole lot of traffic coming back and forth. Like, you know, if I wanted to be on the block, I'd just stay on the block, you know what I'm saying? I can't really create when it's a bunch of knuckleheads running around the studio, dudes I don't know, you know what I'm saying, stuff. I don't feel comfortable in elements like that because I'm a street dude. So, you know, it is what it is. So I don't feel comfortable in elements like that. You know what I mean? I'm a cigar aficionado, so I love cigars. You know what I mean? So as long as I got a good cigar, a good bottle of wine, I'm good. And I'm going to create. I'm going in.
Yo, so as far as like it go with your music, like you got a lot of bangers out there. Like, who are some of the producers that you work with?
Oh man, got Chink Santana. You know what I mean? Chink was from, he was with the whole Murder Inc. camp. You know, he was the one who did all of Ashanti's hits. and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a close affiliate of Chink's too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, work with Chink, work with Chad Beats, work with Joe Black, we work with Amadeus, we work with Uncle Ruck. Like, it's a lot of, you know, producers, Pete Rock, you know what I mean? It's a lot of producers out there that we didn't lace a whole lot of heat from these dudes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and we just got tracks from Toxic. That's Twista's producer. Toxic just
right.
sent us some heat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shouts out to him. You know what I mean? But, you know, and you know, we got a host of other producers, you know, that's coming on board too, you know?
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Like how do you feel about other producers? Like, do you deal with outside producers from the A-list you just named?
Man, we don't care. I'm gonna tell you, we don't care if the track is hot, let's get money. That's us. That's our motto. We don't care if it's hot, we get money. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to, I leave you the website where to send the beats and all that. Like, we listen to hundreds of beats per week, and we don't care who they from. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be from your little nephew in the basement who think he got some fire, and mess around, he might have the next single. You feel me?
It might be that joint.
It's just that real, and we listen to every beat. Feel me? Like, we sit there for 3-4 hours at a time, just listening to beats, going to the next track. Like, we don't overlook nothing.
Right, right. That's what it is, man. Yeah, you got to give the people out there, the email address. You know what I'm saying?
So they can
email you beats, man. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot of producers out there, as well as myself. You know what I mean? That got some fire, man, that you could definitely work with and make some things happen, you know what I mean?
I'll give it to you right now, man. You send it to www.gmail.com, but it's Karen, C as in car, A, R as in rat, I as in important, N as in Nancy, Karen.publicity@gmail.com. So that's Karen.publicity@gmail.com, and I don't mean the word dot, I mean the symbol dot. So it's Karen.publicity@gmail.com. Word.
That's what it
is. Y'all producers, up and coming producers out there, y'all got that heat, y'all better send it in. You know what I mean? You got the official email address now. If you want to eat, you know, close mouths, don't get fed.
I'm going to keep it funky with you. That's how we got the Bird Gang Money track. You know, I did an interview, you know what I'm saying? And I said to Karen.publicity over the air, I think within about 2 hours, I went to the website or whatever, listened to the beats, and that was one of them. One dude had just sent that Bird Gang Money beat. And I downloaded it, and next thing you know, Chad Beats, that's his name. Next thing you know, Chad Beats had a single. You feel me?
Popping.
That's
what's up, man.
Yeah, go ahead and send that fire in, man. It's not a game, man. Said, man, it's down, it's down. Go ahead and send it in, man. You already know. And can y'all fellas hold fast for me? I'm going to play that Bird Game Money so the people can hear, you know what I'm saying, that fire that you got coming out straight from B-More, because they already know.
All right.
So hang on for me, no, okay?
All right.
Okay. Just leave my bank, every owner in the hot spot, no, we got the ball, we got the ball. This is Bird Gang Money. This is Bird Gang Money. This is Bird Gang Money. Only niggas spending that Bird Gang Money. Yeah. Just clean my fancy car, picked up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the hot spot, no, we got the ball, we got the ball. This is Bird Gang Money.
Reminiscing of my first lick, when that time I was sipping on my first lick. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars at the Big Willie's pushed out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. The pay better, but the risk was worse. Stay the fly levers, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98, I caught Poppy for the bundle. Me, 10 grand, felt like 100. This Gucci belt was about to stomach with some guns in them. It's only wealth that we want if you run with us. To the depth or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money, it started off that bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just leave my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trunes ready.
Don't hit a hot spot, no.
Yeah.
Got the ball, we got the
Patron and Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Joe.
Bird gang, baby. Bird gang money.
No, we.
Bird gang money, man. Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Yeah, money.
Getting money is the hardest. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Just told it, crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the willies off credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the eighth money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Toss in acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the charm. Come on, man.
Just leave my fancy car.
Yeah.
Pick up my fancy clothes.
At a young age, no bricks, just rims to flip. Niggas stunt, then your man's a flip. Get em. Situation real, then your man's a hit.
Why?
You slow on a getaway, the can you get?
Yeah.
We circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track, I chill.
VIP.
But you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin,
I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Big homie pie there the block.
Not
you wanna pump, nigga, I tell you when and where at. Don't face fight, I'm not the one to stare at. Matter of fact, dog, you and your main sex. In the back of cop car, dogs pointing your index. I guess you good cause you'll save me the ball. But somebody gonna die if a hammer get pulled.
Just leave my fancy car. Pick up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the hot spot, no, we got the ball.
This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. It's going down on Lush Radio Online.
It's your girl, Lushy Lesson. You know I'm always rocking with my twin, Cool B, the infamous one-man trunk hustlers, because I'm a hustler all day, every day. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I don't blow the whistle. I stamp on people, you heard? You just officially got stamped. Log on, www.trunkhustlers.com. Yeah. This is a bloody public service announcement, you bloody buggers. If you want nothing but the hottest hot fire beats worldwide international, then you need to holler at Vintage Beats. www.vintagebeats.com or holler at them on their MySpace at www.myspace.com/BVintage, B-E, Vintage, man. It's not a bloody game, man. If you buggers don't wake up, then you're lost. Because the real thing is now, is being vintage, man. Get nothing but the hottest, ridiculous, sick, hot fire. Melt down your computer. Type beats. Haul at them. Vintage beats. Because all I want to do is be bloody vintage. Yeah.
Vintage Beats Production.
Yeah, 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 man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Shutting it down, man. Each and every Friday, Pot of Minds with my co-host, Billy Blast. Live in the building with your man, No.
The Notorious Kid got that hot joint. Y'all heard it first, man. Bird Gang Money featuring Jim Jones, man. They doing nothing but the hottest, illest joints represent straight out of B-More. DMV stand up. Worldwide stand up. Going to my lines right now. You already know. What's up, No? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Yo, that
I'm
joint
good.
Right there, man. That joint right there made me want to pop a bottle, my dude, right now.
Yo, and you know what's something? It's funny. It's funny because when we in Baltimore and that record come on, the bar is almost bought out every single time. Like, the owner comes to me and like, yo, thank you for that record right there. Word. Yeah, word.
No, I got a caller that's holding pace me. I think he want to talk to you, son. 2-4,
right.
You live on radio, man. And you already know, man. What's the business?
No.
Will, what up?
What up, man? It's Cartier, man.
What's poppin', homie?
Chillin', man. I wanted to ask you, man, how you getting the whole ghostwriting thing, man?
It happened by accident, my G. Like, when Nicety went to, when my business partner, Nicety Chaplin, when she went over to Bad Boy, she was going at Puff for a deal. Like, she was trying to get me a deal, you know, but Diddy at the time wasn't, you know, he wasn't trying to sign nobody, like, at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Conrad, you know, the senior VP over there, he said, well, you know, if Diddy don't want to sign him, you know, won't you let me ask Diddy, can he write? Like, because Diddy about to start working on his album, and he's going to need writers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when it was presented to me, I told him no at first, you know, because I was like, no disrespect, you know what I mean? But I ain't come all the way from Baltimore to, like, be nobody's writer. Like, I just couldn't really see the, you know what I mean? But after about 2 weeks of starving, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I, you know, the money started getting low and all that. You know what I'm saying? Words. So I went back on the Bad Boy. We went back, like, maybe 3 weeks, almost a month, really, about a month later. And asked, did the offer still stand in terms of writing? And he said, yeah. So, you know what I mean? I started writing for Puff January 26th of 2005. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you know, it all went down. And I'm glad it was probably one of the best decisions I ever made in my life, which is why I never forgot the date. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
So,
as far as, like, submissions and all that, like, do you take beats or, like, you take beats with hooks on them already? Or how you get down with it? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Only time we really listen to, you know, another hook on a record is if the hook is, like, crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? But other than that, we'll rather just the beat. You know what I mean? We'll rather just the beat because we got so many different artistic personalities within the set. Like, you know, between Jewels, me, Jim, Matrix, Chink. Like, you know, we all got so many different ideas, you know, when we might hear a record that, you know, We just want the opportunity to build vocally on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah, man.
Chink, man. Shout to Chink, too. Chink probably moving around, though. Chink Santana.
Yeah,
shout to Chink Santana.
That's DC's own right there, baby.
That's DC's own, man, and he's doing it big, man.
Yeah.
Chink does it big. Word.
That's what it is, man. So, no, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people say, no, it sound a little bit like Jay, man. Sound a little bit like Jay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been saying it for almost a decade now. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't nothing I can run from. You know what I'm saying? When I, you know, and it's funny, but when I was in the street, that's why I really didn't care at the time about this whole rap thing. Like, it was like, you know, when you get on the mic and you use your voice and it comes out sounding like, you know, somebody else, it ain't really much you could do other than just, like, do it for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was something that I just was like, well, you know what, man, at the end of the day, I'm going to throw out my own mixtapes and sell some records. And I sold some records, you know what I'm saying, out the trunk of my car. My first album was, it was called Ill-Gotten Games. That was the first album I ever put out in the street. And I took my own paper, pressed up my own joint and all that, put it out. I sold like 6,000 copies, man, between between Baltimore, D.C., and VA. You know what I'm saying? I see even sold some in Harlem. You know what I mean? And when I saw the success of that, I knew that despite of you know despite what people were saying, I sounded like I had something different. I brought something different to the table. You know what I'm saying? And so I just kept with it. Then that's when I knew. And then when I met Busy, it was like, yo, you know, all you got to do is show me to the water, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a drink. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was that, you know, that was hard to deal with in the beginning because, you know, I was treated very disrespectfully, you know, by a lot of A&Rs, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats now that have been fired and long gone. You know, they used to, you know, you ain't never going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z got this locked. It's not going to happen. But, you know, I believe with persistence and with energy, with talent, and as long as you believe in the creator and the universe, man, hey, come on, man. Hova's not the almighty. You know what I'm saying? You know, these record labels, these A&Rs are not almighty. Like, they ain't God. Like, they can't block your blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
good music is good music at the end of the day, man, regardless of who you are, what you sound like.
And period, man. And I'm here because I was supposed to be here. I'm here because there was a higher plan that's much more higher than us. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's who I answer to. You know what I'm saying? So I knew, you know, I knew as long as I got up out the street, got my head on right, you know what I'm saying, and kept focused that you can have anything you want, man. So the fact that I'm even on the radio, you know what I'm saying, is a miracle. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't supposed to be here. You know, I still got dudes talking about I ain't going to make it. You know what I mean? How many videos I got to do? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but, you know, I'm glad I'm here, you know.
Man, I'm worried about the naysayers, man. It's all positivity and righteousness live on Lush Radio, man. It's all love, mi casa, su casa, man.
Word.
Man,
word.
No weapon, shape, or form shall prosper against us, man. Real talk, man.
And that's real. But what I want to say to every artist out there, man, is you really, really got to believe in yourself first because ain't nobody going to believe in you the way you going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the truth, man. Almost every deal that I've ever solidified in this business, I did on my own. I didn't do it with an attorney. I didn't do it with a manager. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have a manager. Like, I never had a manager in my life because I just feel like they really can't sell me like me. I'm good at selling my own product. You know what I'm saying? So when I walk into the office, I know the business. I studied the business. I read books. I stayed in the library for 6 hours a day at times, looking up what copyright infringement was, looking up what trademarking your name was all about. Like, I studied all of that. So by the time I made it to New York City, I was able to just walk in the office and be confident that at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I don't really care what I sound like. It's going to equate into money. I can make money, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to know that your product can make money because that's the only way these cats is going to cut you the check, you know what I mean? So as an artist, you know, you are obligated to know your business, know your product, know how to market your product, know your target for your product, and then execute your plan, man, and you're going to eat.
No, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, no. Like, real talk, you just brought tears to my eyes right there, son, for real. Because I keep telling you, cats out here, man, you today, this is a business, man. You know what I got to give you for that one? I got to give you some for that one.
Word. Word. It's the truth, man.
Oh, man. Hey, no, man,
truth.
I'm so proud of you of everything that you're doing, man, taking negativity and bringing it into positivity and showing these young, these youth, especially the ones that you know in Baltimore, right? And I know
right.
how much love you got for your city, you know what I'm saying? You know what
right.
I mean? I know you ain't forgetting where you came from, and you know you got so much love for your city, and that's what I love about you. You ain't about, you know what I'm saying, fun and games. You about this business, and you really truly have a passion for this music. You understand
all
what
day.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got a passion for this music, and that's what a lot of people are missing. And
right.
you bring that vibrance and that fire back to hip hop that we've been missing, man. You know,
man, I'm glad.
Thing that you're doing. What's the future of No Man and Notorious Kid? What's the future, man?
What I want to do is just I want to keep putting it down for my city. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep I want to keep elevating myself lyrically, keep challenging myself lyrically, rhyming over, you know, some of the illest tracks that the world has ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, I just want to keep pushing myself artistically. You know what I mean? I want to write R&B. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the process. I'm a hell of an R&B writer as well, you know? So I just want to keep challenging myself, you know, professionally, you know what I'm saying? And in my personal life, I just want to, you know, I want to learn how to control my temper a little bit better. I want to learn how to be a better father, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to all around, I just want to be, you know, well-rounded professionally, well-rounded spiritually, you know what I'm saying? And just deal with the haters, you know, one handshake at a time, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. That's
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. They come more than one handshake at a time.
Word.
They come than one handshake at a time.
Word.
Yo, no. So how did, you know, I know you done had, you know, big interviews like Angie Ange, you know, Kay Slay, you know, Shady, you know what I'm saying? All these different, you know, different entities, you know, on their what made you come on Lush Radio Online? You know what I mean?
Because, A, you know, I never discriminate against the media because I feel like, you know, anytime God gave you a voice and he gives you the opportunity to share your voice, you got to share it no matter what the medium platform is. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two is because Busy B said, get on the radio and talk to her. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It was nothing else that needed to be said. You know what I'm saying?
What it is. I got to send a shout-out.
Shout-out to Busy B out there. Word. Busy B out there. Word.
Busy. Wow,
number
man.
One chief rocker.
That's
hey.
It.
Already know. Man, I respect you on everything you're doing, man. But you know what I'm going to ask you right now, right? You know
what's
what I'm asking right now.
What's that?
You know I'm going to put you on the spot, right?
I hope it ain't freestyling.
Oh, yeah.
All day, man. 8 and 8 is 16, daddy.
And you know what? You know what? The only reason why I say that is because I hate freestyling on a cell phone, because like this, like I hear everything off beat. You understand? Like what you saying to me right now? I'm sort of hearing it a little bit off. You know what I mean? So now I'm wishing I would have called in on a landline because I could hear you on time. So even if you put a beat on, it's gonna be off beat.
I ain't putting no beat on, man. This wrong cut acapella, man. You got
ain't no beats going on.
Oh,
you on the phone? You doing it how? You doing it how it is, daddy?
You doing it when you first started?
You ain't saying nothing then. All right, let me see what I got here. All right, No Soprano. Ex-drug dealer / wino. You love me like everybody love Ray Romano. Skate the Ferrazano. My life is a piano. White keys, garment bag full of Ferragamo. Push a famous car, hustle with a famous star. Then it's back to putting pieces in my niece's training bra. Hood Da Vinci, moving free. Heavyweight, just enough to duck a quarter century. Body who? Told me, you don't want to tell me that. You see this bulge around my tummy, it ain't belly fat. I put you on a gurney with your skelly back. Then call the medic while you leak, where your celly at? And then I hang up, like the Cuba bang up. And tell my Pakistani in the store to put the thing up. We all got eyes, but a boss see it coming. But now you're about to see a boss split. Keep it slumming. It's Bird Gang, baby.
Hey, you already know. Exclusive right on Lush Radio, man.
I apologize for the phone thing, but, you know, it is what it is.
Now, do your numbers, man. Phone or whatever. It don't make a difference, man. It's going to come across. When the people hear it on the internet, it's going to sound regular.
Right, right.
It is. But, man, you know, man, you was doing your thing. I'm so proud of you, man. We live in the DMV, shutting it down, Worldwide International Stand Up. Y'all need to support this brother in his movement. He's positive. He's doing his thing. Go cop the album, man. Go check your dude. Producer, do your 1-2, because you already know, man. So I'm saying, man, no. Tell them where they need to cop your stuff at. Tell them all the plugs, man. Plug it in.
No doubt. You can go to my MySpace, www.myspace.com/nomoney, NOEMONEY, no money. That's what they used to call me on the street. So that's myspace.com, NOEMONEY. You can go to the MySpace and you could download the No More Questions mixtape by Shadyville, or you could download the Notorious Kid by DJ Who Kid, and I'm giving them away for free, you feel me? So you can just go right to the MySpace, and you could download them for free if that's your pleasure, you know what I'm saying? And the rest of everything, the MOB is in stores. You can go cop the Burging album in stores, Best Buy, FYE, you know, wherever you want to cop that, that's out. The Christmas album we just dropped, Bad Santa, hosted by Mike Epps. I got executive producer credit on that record. Go cop that. That's in Best Buy right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man.
What it is. That's, man, no, man. I'm so proud of you, man. You bring tears to my eyes, son. Real talk.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, you know.
That's what
it is.
Working.
I'm just working,
making
you know.
Move out there.
Word.
So I respect you, and I pray to God that everything that you hope for in life and everything that you want to do, your hopes and aspirations and goals, they come through for you, my brother, for real, because you was really doing your thing out here, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I received that, man. I just want to thank you for, you know, giving me a voice, you know, just for inviting me. You know, I'm honored. Anytime I'm able to share, man, I'm honored by that, because that's what, and at the end of the day, that's what this is for.
Lush Radio Online.
You know I'm mad at you, too, no?
Why? Why you mad?
Get my drop, son, because I ain't get my drop.
Oh, you want your, you ready?
Get my drop. Go ahead, give it to me.
All right. Yo, yo, what up, man? It's your boy, N-O-E, the Baltimore banger. Know the name, know the difference. Bird Gang Dipset's in the building. And right now I'm on the line with Lust Radio. Y'all already know what it is. DJ Lust, what's up? It's your boy. Holla.
Yeah, you already know, man. I got one more caller. I think they want to say something to you. Hold on.
Oh,
baby, 443.
What's going on? What's going on? Lust Radio. This is right. This is DVD Magazine. What it do?
Oh, what's poppin'? What's up?
What's going
up?
On? All right. What's going on with you? You in B-more? You from B-more? That's
no
what it
doubt.
Is.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
success, nigga.
I appreciate that. I'm doing it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? All Baltimore, right. It's our time. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I mean,
wait,
you didn't get at me yet. What's going on with that?
I mean, how I get at you? You know what I'm saying?
You supposed to hit that Hood Punisher DVD magazine up, nigga.
Oh, word? I need to be on that. I need to be on that then.
You need to know all about it, baby.
Word.
It's a B more DVD, nigga. That's what it is. So.
Well, say no more. Say no more. Like you said, you heard me. You heard me spit the MySpace out, right? All you got to do, you know what I mean? Reply. You know what I mean? Send me some info and we get on that. You know what I mean? I'm in New York
right
now, but I'll be in Baltimore in like a day. So I'll be down there like tomorrow.
As a matter of fact, I'll be in New York tomorrow. We're going to go.
All right.
We partying in New York, so I'll hit you up.
No doubt. Well, just holler, man.
You know where I'm at. You could come through. Snoop, all of us going to be there celebrating
all right.
Snoop's brother's birthday.
Oh, word. I just saw Snoop.
It's
I just saw
Snoop.
She was just down at Club Sonar. I just seen her in Baltimore Club Sonar. She was wilding out. Snoop crazy.
No doubt. Shout out Lush Radio, though. What's good? What's really good?
What it is, sis. That's my sis right there. Y'all can check me out on Hood Punisher's DVD. I'm on volume 4 and all of the rest of them, man.
Get the devil. Lush, get the devil.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with
that's
that. But yo, Lush, look, you know what I mean? You got my number. You know what I'm saying? The number that came up, just write my number down. You know what I mean? I'm not no Hollywood nigga, for real. Like, just holler at your boy. You know what I mean? If I don't answer,
yo,
leave a V-man.
Yo, N-O-E.
Back at you. Yo.
Yo, no, yeah, true story, man. I'm going to get that number from Lush, man. I'm going to ride with you off the air, though. You know what I mean?
All right.
Billy Blast, Vintage Beats, man. I'm going to ride with you off the air, though, man. I'm going to hit you. True story.
Holler at your man.
Yo. No more.
All right,
y'all.
Hey, y'all, nigga. Y'all be safe. And
no
I'm getting
doubt,
ready to get up
too.
Out of here myself. Lush Radio. One love, nigga.
No
and
doubt,
ladies,
love.
Keep up the good work. And
all
do
right.
What you do.
Thank you.
All right. One
all right, mommy.
That's what it is, man. That's my sis right there. Hood Punishes.
No doubt.
DVD Magazine circulating. Be more doing that one, too, man. We had your exclusive, no, live in the building. Bird Gang Money. Go check his page, support him in his movement, support independent entrepreneurs and business owners live on Lush Radio. My movement is your movement. Lushy Lush, I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, man. No, one more time for them. Tell them where they need to cop this stuff, man. I'm serious. They got to support you, man. I'm going to come out there, and I'm going to hit them with a
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nah, you can cop it. You can cop it on my MySpace. You know, it's www.myspace.com/NOEMONEY. So that's myspace.com/nomoney. You can download the mixtapes for free on that site. You know what I'm saying? You go to the internet, cats are selling it for $5, $6. Some of them selling it for $14.99 on the reels. I was bugging off that, but go to my MySpace, man, and just cop the mixtapes for free. I'm giving them away. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, just throw them in your iPod, live with the music. You know what I'm saying? And then come holler at your boy.
That's what it is, man. And all y'all cats that want to do interviews with your man, and y'all want to go ahead, you know what I'm saying, show the man support, holla at Lushy Lush. Hey, yo, we can get you connected because you already know, man. And shout out to all the people in the chat room that's supporting this movement right here. BWE Radio, Lady Flavor, all the guests that's in the building. We love y'all, man, because you already know.
Yeah.
All right. We is in the building, man. We represent hard body, man. You don't know what it is, man. Hey, no, I got another joint. I think I got another joint from your mixtape, son. I got another joint, man. And I'm going to play, I think it's called No, No, No.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's killing them down south right now.
Do I have your permission to play No, 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 son? Can
you can
I play that?
You can play anything you want to play, mommy. Play anything you want to play.
Yeah, I get so much love. Yo, my heart is hurting right now. What it is, man. We gonna end this off with No, 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 man. We love all of y'all, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you today, we love you, man. Stay positive, stay motivated, man. Through any obstacle, you can make it out here, man. I don't care what it is, we can all make it, man. Love one another, you know what I'm saying. Try to, you know, it's the season to be giving, man. So, man, go help somebody that's less fortunate than you, man. Cause it's not a game, man. Everybody out here struggling, man. Real talk. You know what I mean? So we love you, No. I'm going to talk to you
love
all
y'all, man.
For the show, son.
All right.
What it is.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Cardi, yeah, you already know. Yeah, that heartless, man. Support him in his movement. Cardi, tell him where they need to go cop the joints at, son.
Well, I'm on MySpace, man. MySpace.com/CardiTheIncredible. I know that shit is long as fuck. But, you know, C-A-R-T-Y. YEAHDA Incredible. Or hit me on the Gmail, CARTYYEAH@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You already know.
It is, man. Support everybody in this movement, man.
What is this?
Doing nothing but the hotness, man. Because you already know, man. And then you got your man, Billy Blast, my co host. I love him so much doing this one.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. You already know. You know, Billy Blast, shout out to Lush Radio Online and all of that. You know what I mean? We had NOE on the building, in the building tonight. Cardi out there. You know, I want to give a shout out to my peoples out there. Vintage Beats Productions, my man P Nice, Jimmy Fingers, Baraco Beats, the whole Spine Hitters Music Group, my man Pojo out there doing their numbers. Exclusive Fashion and Fur, CEO of Lush Radio Online. Go get at him. Nobody on the blogs got swagger like Lush. Y'all already know where it happens at, man. We came from corners to blocks to www. It's a digital hustle, y'all.
Hey, put a stamp on
please
that.
Please register
one.
The quote.
Trunk Hustlers, what up?
Hey, www.trunkhustlers.com. Shout out to Cool V, man. Now, number one spot where you need to go and get connected, man. www.ruly.com. Official sponsors of Lush Radio Online, man. It's not a game. You already know. They'll be in the building. Worldwide in the building. You already know. Love y'all, and I'm out. You just officially got stamped.